I keep company with Jose. That's what I do. Lots of us do that. Keep company with Jose, that is. Now, when Jose was a youngin', he had a well-traveled aunt named Hortense. Jose called her Horty. Anyway, Horty said life was an adventure. And the world was, well, pretty big and all. So always have a bag packed and ready. Now, I come by all that real natural. Well, I was born roaming. Jose says I got a heaping case of wanderlust. Which is fine, he says, long as you're running towards something, like dreams, and not away from something, like the past. Now that there was something I had to get right with. Yep, I'm good company for Jose, with him doing all the traveling he does. Now, don't think it odd, with Jose being successful and all, why he talks so much about failure. He says it's the failures in life, or rather, what we do with failure, that shapes our character. Jose says failure stings, but you can't live in the sting. Now, Jose isn't one to shy away from challenges. Says it keeps him sharp. Then too, he feels you can't learn to be a good sailor only navigating calm waters. So to him, failure is a blessing, more than we even know. Except we don't generally see it that way at the time. Jose says failures can be like blessings in disguise. That's what he says. That's what Jose says about failure. Then, too, Jose is some ear filler regarding the importance of establishing one's habits. Do that first before trying to improve them. Why, he says the hardest exercise at the gym is opening the front door. And that habits are a promise gets fulfilled. That promise can never be an end in itself. And speaking of habits, Jose says that unattended problems have their own habit, that of turning into a hot mess. He also says that surgery is always minor when it's not you having it. That's what he says. That's what Jose says about all that. Now, with everybody always wanting to do business with him, Jose's always finding people to help him with his work. His work that becomes our work. Our work to do, you know, for Jose. Just lately here, Lola joined us. Here tell, Avon and Lola were an item at one time. Avon says he don't recollect mainly about that. Myself, I took a shine to Lola straight off. I thought Lola was A1 from day one. I mean, was there any more like her at home? I suppose, with Avon keeping an eye on Jose, Jose figured somebody should keep an eye on us. Make sure we got enough sand in our buckets, you know, before we fix to start building sandcastles. So Lola helps us do that for Jose now. Now you'd think Jose's so good at his job on account of how easy he makes it look. Jose don't look like he works much at all. Lola claims that's because a lot of times he's not. Well, he is busy keeping up with his various finer pursuits and all. That is, after he's done taking care of business. And our numbers, this 5 minutes, are holding their own. Lola says as long as Jose can cowboy up, and Avon too, we'll all be fine. Truth is, we all have to cowboy up from time to time. Now, Lola's not a bean counter or anything like that. She does occasionally think she's in charge, though, of everything. She sure can handle near any situation that comes up. And with Jose and Avon doing work for the government and those Hollywood types, that does come in mighty handy. One can see why she would think that. Jose, he don't mind Lola thinking she's in charge. Just not all the time. In fact, now and then he even tells her she's the boss. Now, while Avon has said that Jose practices something called recreational lying, Avon says this reflects Jose's way of embroidering on the truth. But he only does it when it makes the other person look good and feel good. Avon says Jose likes to decorate things up, make them prettier. That way, Jose sees people in their best light, oftentimes even better than they see themselves. Clyde taught Jose to always see the best in people. Avon taught Jose to trust, but verify. One time Jose made some predictions about the future. Then he set about making them so. Still doing it. That sort of thing starts to accumulate after a while. A great person reminds you of no one else.